Hello, and welcome to another edition of Five Things Friday.
And you may notice I'm wearing a blue, not electric blue, top, following the Pinterest feedback on trends of 2022. Don't want to be one that's left behind, so here's my attempt at remaining fashionable or following the trends. I forgot to mention last week when I was thanking people on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts that there's a whole other plethora, as some people have let me know, such as Pandora, or in other places of the world they listen via other podcast platforms. So thank you, number one, for giving the time in your day to listen to what we're going to talk about today. And I always say it's going to be a really fast look at the five top news items, or five worthy interesting things that are happening within retail. One thing I've never asked, and I will ask this time, is if you are watching on or listening via Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating, hopefully a positive one, or let me know if it's not a positive one, but do leave one. That definitely helps in terms of spreading the message, creating the community. I think just to take a step back, originally the reason I did this was, you know, whether or not I have a lot of friends or not, but I thought when you go to NRF, I was always blown away by the people, you know, who had a group or a community to join. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool if we created that community and people could come together once a year and, you know, talk, share things, go on safaris together. And that was the whole thinking behind doing this podcast, was my sort of being alone at NRF, but having the need to share and talk about all the exciting things that we were seeing. So I think that's definitely, I'm just going to sort of refresh that ask as we come out of the or as we progress through the year and get back to some sense of normality. So please do share, please do leave a comment, please do provide a rating, and anything you want to talk about, just connect with me via LinkedIn and we can get to it. So let's get started. We've got about 15 minutes, maybe a little bit less. I think the news that everyone may have heard, and obviously when Amazon was talking about releasing it, I asked them to release it on Thursday because I'm doing this, and obviously I can cover it for them. But the main thing is Amazon Style. What is Amazon Style? Amazon Style is the first Amazon fashion store that's opening outside of Los Angeles in one of their upmarket malls. Let's take a look. For those who are listening rather than watching, I'll talk through what we're seeing. So as the customer comes into the store, lo and behold, there's going to be some form of QR code that they can grab and scan with their mobile phone. Customer sees QR code, scans the item. Item is delivered directly to the changing rooms. The video, we'll get to that in a minute. And lo and behold, lots of good brands that probably are on the Amazon platform, and some of Amazon's own brands as well. There are roughly about, I can see 40 changing rooms. You turn up, the changing rooms are all numbered. You go into the changing room, there's a screen in there welcoming you by name. Your clothes are already waiting for you in the changing room. Interestingly enough, the consumer is wearing a face mask, which is quite interesting. There is a wardrobe inside the changing room. You select what you want, and what you don't want, you leave in the changing room. And you do go out to a checkout. So that's the curious thing, that they are still checking you out via some form of POS or ePOS device. It's called Amazon Style. It was released yesterday, as in the announcement was released yesterday, and it's due to go live later this year. So it's quite an interesting move, and it's something for all of us who've been in technology. It's not a matter of if, but when. And now that you see this happening, whether the lag, because the Amazon Go opened up in Seattle, I don't know, about five years ago maybe, and it only came to the UK last year, excuse me, there may be that type of lag. So, hey, if you're in fashion or if you're in any type of clothing retail, you have a window, but it is a window now to act. And the experiential part of that whole path to purchase and shopping mission is the thing that I've spoken about. in the past in terms of shopping being entertainment or being theatre. And if it can't be theatre or it can't be entertaining, then it has to be convenient. I think there's a convenience play here more than the entertainment thing. The entertainment is obviously the clothing itself, the delight that you get as you walk into the store. So let me share with you some of the things. Again, bear with me as I go through the different screens that I've got. So just give me 1 second as I flick between screens. How is your day being while I do this? Are you having a good day? bear with me 1 second. So we'll come to this one in a minute, but let me firstly, I've got an interesting, I was reading the comments or the FAQs that they had in the on the website. So let me scroll down. It was all the way down at the bottom. And I think it was sort of food for thought here. The question that in the FAQs from Amazon, it said, what will employees be doing in the store? Interesting question. Amazon Style's personalized shopping experience would not be possible without our employees, who are dedicated to helping customers find looks they love and feel great in. Our employees provide customer service, deliver items to the fitting room, closets, merchandise to the store, discovery, help customers check out, manage back of house operations, and much more. Obviously, people maybe had this vision that it's going to be an autonomous store. So Amazon felt that it did have to sort of go through what will it be and what is it about. The other key elements to go in, and we'll quickly then move off Amazon, was the sort of key themes, the pillars of the store. You, again, there shouldn't, for people who've listened to the podcast or watch the LinkedIn lives, discover in store, buy online. This whole, whether it's BOPIS, BOPAC, buy online, pick up in store, buy online, although here it's not curbside, but there is that whole digital journey starts somewhere in the home. Maybe in the future it'll start in your wardrobe. Keep shopping, next item, keep shopping after you leave the store. So after you've obviously scanned the items, what this is referring to is that your basket on the app will have a history of all the things that you've looked at. So you can go through and find, you know, that lovely blue, electric blue jumper that you bought in 2020 and maybe order it again in a different color in 2022. Shop millions of items online, then try and install. Again, this is connecting the physical to the digital. You've heard me talk about this. I've got whole podcasts focused on this. And then here comes the thing, great prices. So in the US, there is a price war going on at, you know, with a lot of the, for example, Target or big box retailers bringing quality products to the market, but at a right price. And so you see Amazon here is making a play and trying to beat that, you know, as they go head to head with some of the big box retailers in the US, this is definitely where price comes into its own. Because I can't imagine in luxury, for example, you're going to change brands just to go and have an experience. You'll still stick to those brands. Okay, so that's enough of Amazon. Let's quickly go on to the other news of the week. I've chosen a few different areas where they've either had investment, and here is one. Heat have had about, they've had double-digit investment over the last month or so, as has been announced on their press release. What is Heat, you may ask? Basically, it's an athleisure or let's say premium leisure surprise box or gift box. You get one once a month. They're actually quite expensive. For me, they're expensive. For you or the hipsters out there, they're not that expensive. It's about, I think I may get the dollars to pounds conversion wrong. It's about £275, but the items or dollars, but the items in the box are worth up to retail of around £500. And the image that I'm sharing on screen right now is Off-White. I can't make out if that's a sock or what it is, but it's basically providing high value or high brand retailers the ability to offset their stock that's not been sold. So this is another way for this brand, Heat, to disrupt the market by providing a surprise box. And the drop on this one, let's see, let's look. So this one, the next mystery box is going to be in 6 days' time. So in 6 days' time, if I sign up and pay the $300, and I think there's two offerings that they offer: a Heat box. Sorry, I've got the pricing in front of me now. Heatbox is $400 and the Heatbox Plus is $675. Now, the interesting thing for me here is a lot of the athleisure high street stores, why aren't they experimenting with this type of stuff? They have the brands, they have the physicality, they have the setup. What has been stopping them for doing that? But anyway, we'll move on to the next interesting thing or on five tabs. As you can see, as I go through the tabs, home cooking or home chefs at home is another big theme that we've seen during lockdown. And it'd be interesting to see post-lockdown, will people still have the appetite to eat at home? Or will we actually be, you know, craving to go out and go to restaurants? Cook My Grub is a really interesting concept. And again, whether or not it works or not, it's the interesting concept is if you like or enjoy making food at home, whether or not you are a qualified chef or not, you can go through a series of training with Cook My Grub. So you meet all of the hygiene standards. They're very clear on that on their website. They really express that they're there to not necessarily circumvent the hygiene standards and all the sort of public safety standards. So there's a whole sort of training course that you go through online. It's not chargeable, so that's not where they're looking to make their money. But then once you have gone through this, you can start creating your menus for your local community and your local region. And it is very, it started in the Midlands and it's now expanding out, and they've just raised money to be able to expand out to different parts of the country. And I think for the Great Bake Off, and you think about all of these cooking shows that inspire people to cook, I'm sure a lot of at-home people will be thinking, oh, maybe, you know, I can create a sideline from my passion for cakes, for example, or my passion for different cuisines from exotic parts of the world. And if you do make exotic food, please do let me know. As you may tell, I love to eat. So let's look at the next interesting tab. That was a bit of an awkward laugh. So the interesting thing here is ServUp from part of the Up company have sort of taken a few elements of their business, which is convenience. And I think they, I have to just check this to make sure I don't get it wrong. Give me a minute. Yeah, so ServUp, they had two other businesses, Cleaned Up, which was the gel disposing kiosks, and Charged Up, which was mobile kiosks. And they've sort of taken the learnings that they've had and brought that to the food industry by providing a ecosystem for you to, and again, we've seen this, scan your QR code, get the menu, and then allow your staff to spend more time on service rather than taking order. So it's like the automation of the menu collection, which is interesting. And I guess the reason I've highlighted this, they've raised a further $7 million, as they've stated on their website. And, you know, whether or not we think some of the equipment looks, cutting edge or not, irrelevant. I think it's an interesting view of how we will and how the industry will continue to adapt technology to provide better and faster order experiences to then allow the human interaction, which I think is very important. Now we come to checkout.com. You may have heard about this. It's been in the news. The largest fintech funding round in terms of unicorn now. They've just announced the $1 billion Series D round. And so incredibly successful. Now, why am I talking about this in a retail podcast? Well, as you can see, and if you can't see, on their website, they even show that they will provide payments for the digital economy. So as we go into the metaverse, and whether or not you believe in altcoins or whether you believe in a digital currency, what they hope to be and what their investors are hoping, that at the heart of every digital transaction in the metaverse or in physical world, there will be a payment partner that can help facilitate that. So someone who will work with traditional banks, work with emerging coins, and bring that together in a platform. So then retailers can tap into that and start taking Bitcoin or whatever, Ethereum, as payments. They've obviously been really successful, have had a really strong track record. I think obviously all this digital payments and taking Bitcoin is not there yet. So I have to state right now they are a traditional fintech disrupting how you are taking credit card payments, checkout.com. But they've, you know, $1 billion is not to be sniffed at. So that makes them the UK's highest valued fintech organization. So I believe that's the five things that I said we will cover in today's live. Please do let me know if you've got any questions. Until next week, I hope you have a lovely weekend and an amazing week. And I look forward to speaking to you in person as our lockdown restrictions are removed here in the UK very soon.
The Retail Podcast, a global conversation hosted by Alex Rezvan-Bienes.